finally, I have a band leader that can fucking handle some shit. Fucking
late. Bad songwriting.
The bands I was in before.
I was smoking strange when I met a penguin. Goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, vet doctors of the world.
Why do you always yell?
I don't know.
There's no audience.
I don't know. I'm talking. It's just how it happens.
You have a microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ring Your Nation Podcast.
As school should start screening people based on their own health crisis prior to...
Look, I'm just saying, it's like an extension of bedside manner, right? Like, you know, they say, like, people are receptive. Like, they appreciate the whole doctor's visit.
What,
the doctor's
doctor?
Like... If the doctor at least pretends to give a shit about whatever it is going on with you. And I'm just saying, it's like an extension of that. If this doctor is like fat as shit, and he's telling me that I'm fat as shit, I mean, I'm just like not going to really accept his advice here.
I mean, maybe, but do you think like all therapists have their lives and emotions together?
No, but they should give the appearance, maybe, you know? Like, the doctor doesn't need to be, you know, like... Like I'm rocking a six pack there while he's talking to me, but he needs to not look like a tub of shit.
That's the cosmetologist.
You know, there are genetics that play it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna tell him when he says, like, maybe you could lose, maybe you could fucking lose genetics, bitch. I'm leaving. You know? Like, bill me, asshole.
You know, do you still want that prescription?
Then you get full Breaking Bad on his ass.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah. What I enjoy most about I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so I'm thinking about this, guys.
What I enjoy most about it
is like getting like your stats, you know. Like, I mean, how often do you get measured? Like, nobody gives a shit, right? Like, your parents stop measuring you
as a guy.
Once you reached what, like 13, they stop marking the wall.
As a guy, I think it's fun to go in and get your stats.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of women are getting their stats like daily.
I'm like, how tall am I
at home?
I'm interested to hear my stats. I don't have any idea what the hell they are. As a matter of fact, my mom asked me earlier this week. Fuck, today's Tuesday.
Yesterday?
So disappointing. Yesterday. She asked me yesterday. She's like, oh, you look thin. I was like, no idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only time I care.
I've seen a fucking scale. I don't even know what it looks like.
Yeah. It's fine. That's what, you know, I go in and the guy's like, yeah, well, you're a little chubby there. And I was like, oh, am I healthy? Am I dying of anything? He's like, no, you're fine. I was like, good. I'll see you in fucking a year, I guess. Or until something breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Until I spring a leak. Then I'll come to you. So that's, what's, I guess what you're saying, Gina, you go to the doctor more often.
No, that's not what I was saying.
No. And then you had to go like every day when you were pregnant. That was the worst.
Yep, sure did.
Fucking.
Did they tell you your stats?
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
You are now this much weight. And,
I mean, that's kind of fun when you get pregnant, right? You get to watch your weight go up and then go back down. But that's how that goes.
My baby scratched my nose off. I don't have a nose anymore. That's what I'm thinking about that. Kids, man.
Oh well, I think we're out of practice, guys.
Yeah. So the explanation, ladies and gentlemen, if you're like, where has been my favorite grab bag of topics? That is the Deranged Penguin Podcast.
The bag is empty.
Well, we've been fucking busy, you know. Like, you assholes are not paying us to listen to this fucking podcast.
That's true. No.
So, you know, we have to go out fucking 9 to 5 this shit. And sometimes 9 to 5 is a little more important than telling you funny stories on the internet.
9 to 5 and 7 to
fucking 2.
Especially when 9 to 5 turns into more of like an 8 to
fucking
9 p.m. Yeah. Like 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for this past week, it was like 14, 14, 12, 12. I'm like,
yeah, it sucked. Yeah, we've been insanely busy. And then what, we made time to have fun on Friday.
Yeah.
And after that Saturday, we were both exhausted.
Yeah, it's like, I almost, like, part of me was like, you probably shouldn't have gone to see Guns N' Roses, because then you could have enjoyed your Saturday.
And we had seats, and we sat down for the slow songs. Yeah. Like, it was no crazy time, but it took every last bit of energy I had left in me, because on Saturday, I was barely hanging on to any wakeness. I was, like, praying for our kid to fall asleep for her afternoon nap. Oh. She was fighting it so hard. God. So I took her for a drive. I was like, well, go for a drive. She'll fall asleep.
Die, because I fucking fell asleep the week.
I drove to a park, and I was like, we'll get to the park. We'll run some energy out. By the time I got to the park, she was out. So I went to sleep. And I woke up like 40 minutes later, and I was like,
in the car.
Okay, she's still asleep. I'll just drive home now. And that was our trip to the park.
So I forgot. Oh, I didn't forget, but I was just trying to squeeze it in. Like, we had originally, me and a few friends had made plans to wake up. Like, all our soccer teams are playing on the same day in, like, the same block of time, right? From, like, 9 to 11. So we're like, cool, y'all come over Saturday morning. We'll drink some early morning beers, fucking eat food, and watch soccer. Good times. Well, a couple of them flaked, because that's what they do. So it was me and show singer Sean, the fucking theme song guy, and we were hanging out. But it was good, because I woke up early and I was fine, but I didn't have, you know, a big enough candle to burn, you know. Like, I was just like, right about like halfway through the game, I was like, oh, I'm fucking dying, I'm sleepy. I powered through it, and we had a good time. I mean, I made him record other songs. None of them were the theme song, but good times. But we had to power through it. Like, there was, like, a choice halfway through. And then North Texas played later on in the day, and I wanted to watch that game. So, and now that these are silly complaints to have, like, I couldn't stay awake for enjoyment of friends and TV shows. But, yeah, the point is, we couldn't even do that because we went and had fun. Guns N' Roses is cool, though. The acoustics of the Alamo Dome suck. I think Gina's ears... it's blasted out. It's like cauliflower ear on the inside.
I felt like an old person. It's too loud.
It just, because the whole thing is fucking concrete. And so we were kind of towards on the edges, like on the seats. So like it just like bouncing off the concrete right into your ear. So if you kind of turn a little bit, it sounds a little bit better. Last we heard them, they sounded much better because they're out of doors. You know, the sound is better. This time you're just... a little too much echo, but it was cool. Axl's old as shit. He still tries to do a little dance when he sings Mr. Brownstone.
He's still got it.
He's got it in about a good 50 pounds there too, with along with extra. It.
I bet his doctor recommends that he lose some weight.
Yeah, it was good times. Yeah, Guns N' Roses is good.
So, Brett, how are you surviving? How are you?
No. You have, what, like 17 kids now?
18?
They're everywhere.
How do you maintain your patience when you're exhausted?
I quit doing enjoyable stuff.
What's the secret?
I don't. I mean, I think that most normal parents don't, right?
Yeah, nobody does.
Secret to maintaining my patience. I think, I mean, I do most of the time. And
just to give the people a visual, he's staring at the ceiling like in a praying motion. Like, it looks like he's more wishing this to be true than he's reporting back facts.
And most of the time, I try to remind myself that losing my patience will, in fact, require more patience.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, if your kid is whining in the middle of the night, this happened last night. Bed. I was up with her. And she was upset after I got the sheets changed because they were a different color. Which I couldn't even tell.
Note to self, buy two sets of everything.
And I was like, Darby, this is the only clean sheets that we have right now. And she was like, no, you know, I really want the clean sheets. God damn it. I was like, oh my God.
What did you want to say? Like, fuck you and your sheets, kid.
I'll set you on fire.
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
No. So you just say like, I mean, they sort of look gray. Yeah.
Turn the lights off. Go to sleep.
They're not actually paisleys or whatever they are. They're just gray. They're flat gray. Don't worry about it. Yeah, because I have lost my temper enough to know that in that specific scenario, if I just say shut up, the volume goes up like 20 decibels.
Yeah.
You know, then I have two other screaming, tired children to address. And I'm like, I should have just slit my wrist before
the whole thing. Off,
you know, and it probably would have been fine. So, I mean, I think, yeah. That helps.
You just
sometimes.
You go for a drive and you go to sleep at the park.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I just don't like when my kid scratches me in the face. Cause then, I don't know where she got it from, but she just does like a she just like
snatch your face.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like I wanted to like 38% of me wants to go, what the fuck is your problem? Who the fuck taught you this shit?
Who are you?
Yeah, but she's one. So, like, she doesn't understand anything I'm saying. But she'll probably laugh, which might make me more upset. What the fuck are you laughing at me?
Yeah.
She does that to you, right?
Yeah. The teething?
Yeah.
She gives me, like, an evil look. Like, she wants to bite me on purpose. And I feel a little afraid of her.
Fucking kids, man. Dell. So you got a new coffee pot? Wait, I can't
hear you.
What happened to you?
Brad, can you hear Dell?
Can't hear you, Dell.
Man, I've been laughing. I've been missing all my laughing outing.
No, was it good?
Muted myself.
Give us one of those laughs.
It was such good laugh.
Give us one. Oh, that's real good.
That's a good one. We're missing out.
I'm telling you, man.
We'll just replay that over the whole first part.
Yeah, just add that. That can be our laugh track for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Dell has a new
coffee pot on the side of the road. It's like, I should make coffee. And so I went into the coffee shop that probably just threw the coffee pot out and just started making coffee for people with that pot. Sweet. And they just let me do it. So I've been doing that lately. Now, all our listeners know that my great aunt Lee has a building with a coffee shop/slash restaurant on the bottom floor, and I live on the third floor. And I've started pursuing the idea of maybe owning at least a coffee portion of the shop and turning it into a little bit higher end artisanal, more like I had in Denton, and well, kind of like what y'all have on the bottom floor of your apartment, kind of a pour over slow coffee, like chill out, real coffee house, and less of a restaurant, which is what it is now. And so I've been pursuing that in a such a way that I'm keeping the coffee shop open. They close at 4 every day, and I'm keeping it open till 8. And just doing coffee service, no food, except for like pastries and, you know, baked goods or whatever. But, so I've been doing that, started this week, and I
found out that I was going to be doing it on Friday, Thursday afternoon. So
from 4 to 8, is it just you?
Yeah, from 4 to 8, it's just me. I go in at 2 and start setting up and getting everything ready. And then 4, they start their cleaning up and stuff. So they're all gone about 5. And then I'm just there by myself from about 5 till close.
Have you had many customers there?
Customers?
Surprisingly, more than I expected. What I was hoping to get to was about 10 extra customers a night, and we've hit that both nights, I think. So tonight it actually was fairly slow, and then in the last hour a bunch of people came in, and so that was cool, but it also sucks because then you can't close anything down until right at closing. Yeah. And so I didn't get done until right before I came up here, like 10 after 9.
No, that is, it's like karma paying you back for all those times that you hung out at Jupiter House, like real fucking late.
Yeah.
And they're like, God, this asshole. Get out of there. Look at him. He's only got one coffee in the last 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, probably so.
Can you have the Sumatra? Can you brew some?
Look at him telling bad jokes. Checking out chicks as they walk in.
How much of the business are you responsible for? Are you sourcing beans and? Yeah, so the deal that I made, because I wanted to do this and make it worth my time, but also as little risk as possible to the restaurant, so they're not like paying me a salary or anything. I'm getting 25% of all coffee sales, period, and I in turn am taking over the entire coffee side of things. I'll be choosing what beans we sell, how I'll be ordering them, you know, having to cultivate relationships with people managing all of that. And eventually I'm going to change the way that we do espresso and all that too. But and then running the whole coffee side of things from 2, the plan is that at 2 o'clock I'll make all the coffee drinks, period. Whether it's on the espresso machine or slow pour or whatever, keep the drip filled if we're doing drip. But and really just kind of cast vision for that and develop kind of a culture of a coffee culture in Laurel too. So
how many people? So
we'll see if I can. Like 8? It's small, but it's growing, and there are a lot of like millennial and younger actually moving into the town right now. So I'm trying to get stay ahead of the curve a little bit and have a place before somebody else is like, oh, we need this place. Let me build it. You know, since we already have the business, the space and the facility built in, it's not that much to add this aspect of coffee, but I'm the only one that knows what it is. But
the only one that knows
what
coffee.
I will say, the only one that knows like pour over and this kind of coffee in Laurel in this business. And I will say though that I have made coffee for people who, like, even the manager of the store and stuff, like I made them some coffee today and they're like, this is amazing, like the difference, like it's clearly better.
So like if I went in there like the beans 2 years ago,
and
if I went in there 2 years ago and ordered coffee, was I getting Folgers, Maxwell House?
If you got a coffee, they've been using a Mississippi roaster, and it's okay, man, but it's just okay drip coffee. You'd be getting out of an AirPod that it'd be sitting there for up to 2 hours, you know, in an AirPod and gone stale, or you would be getting probably an espresso beverage that was just covered, where the coffee was just covered up by a lot of syrup and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, gotcha. 18,000 people.
Are you skilled in latte art?
It's a little old, outdated. I haven't tried to learn how to do a latte art right now. I really want to learn how to pull an exceptional espresso time after time, and then I'll worry about doing art with milk.
Sweet.
But
so wait, you're saying if I go into Laurel, Mississippi, and I order a coffee at noon, I'm going to get the old AirPod coffee, and then I have to
you
wait
are.
Until Dell walks
two
in?
Years and two, yeah. 2 years. 2 hours in an AirPod is perfectly fine, guys. Your coffee's been in there for like up to 4 hours.
I think I'm gonna take a clip of that bread sigh because he does that all the time. And then what follows It's confusion. It's confusion and confusing.
It seems like to me you want to have the A team in the coffee house in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know what it sounds like? Bell's catering to himself. He's like, I wake up at noon.
Like, who is
2 o'clock is my morning.
All right, so
I understand. Yeah. From perspective, you are doing that because right now you don't want to have to hire extra Bob.
Fuck him up, Brad. Fuck him up.
I mean, is part of the long term plan to like switch to the morning or train up the morning so that they are like aware of proper procedures and stuff?
So this is so to a degree, this is a proof of concept sort of thing. Okay. Like, will people respond to this? Do people want this? Even if they didn't know that they wanted it, after they experienced it, is it something they're like, oh, I don't want anything less than this now? Right. If I can create demand where people are actually coming during the day and saying, I want a pour over, and they have to say, well, Dell's our pour over guy and doesn't come in until 2, like that would be awesome. But right now,
except for that guy, he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but the majority of the business right now is lunch business, and it's busy as hell. Yeah. And for me to come in and try to like be doing a pour over bar in the midst of that is a kind of like would really destroy that. And it's a lot of older people that probably aren't going to appreciate that anyway.
What if my grandma moved over there? She doesn't appreciate
like
that.
They like their
just throw her under the bus.
I,
she can't have a good.
I changed. I changed, so it was all like restaurant seating, and yesterday we moved, created a little space that was kind of like a lounge, like with couch and a couple of chairs and places to just kind of chill. And some of the people, regular clients, older clients came in today and they were upset about it because it was a change, not because it was a bad change, but it was a change. And so...
Sounds
so
like
I'm trying
liberals
to get
a hold
this,
of our coffee shop, so it sounds like.
But once I get control in, like, name, like, hey, I'm actually the owner and can pivot the business, I want to pivot the business away from food and into coffee further because there are 3 new restaurants opening in downtown Laurel right around us. And then right now we are the only restaurant in downtown Laurel, and in like 2 months there's gonna be 4 restaurants in downtown Laurel, and our food is good, but it's not, there's nothing to set us apart. There's not like one is it's a diner with a little old black lady, all her recipes, and she's gonna be cooking the kitchen, it's named after her, so they've got this whole thing attached to that. One is this Italian restaurant with this legit Italian dude that moved to Mississippi for whatever reason and married a woman from Quitman and opened an Italian restaurant. It's legit. And another is a brick oven pizza. Like, there's just nothing to... We're super generic in a lot of ways, you know? And so the option is to try to compete with those food businesses or to fill this other niche that's not there, which is a higher-end coffee shop.
I think there's value in being generic. I'd be like, you basically just have to be Budweiser here and be like, look, they got all these fancy restaurants out there. What about some regular ass food? You know, like you don't want to have to go learn to get you Rosetta Stone and go order lunch out here.
But they don't have to
being generic. But also, there's value being generic in a generic place. And I'm not saying Laurel is like
it's generic, man. I don't even know if it's
I think everywhere in the South, even the trendy places, have a lot of generic fucking people who need their generic food and who get pissed off about lounges in the middle of their seat.
But Pearls is going to be that comfort food, that kind of like standard fare. And we can, so here's where we can, instead of offering this huge menu of a bunch of hamburger patties from Merchant Food Service who sells food to Sonic.
That sounds good.
You know, same
it sounds
quality,
like it's gonna
same
hit the spot in a busy downtown.
Food that they're selling at Sonic. We can take things like the unique things, like my great aunt's chicken salad recipe, her pimento cheese recipe, and focus the menu down to that, to something that's more manageable, so that we don't have to have 20 employees
to make 50 different items that we sell two of each day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that to me is pointless when we can be doing something that's actually special, a little bit meaningful. And that's not to say that like it's we're not putting ourselves out of reach of people. We're just focusing on what we do that's good and special and not trying to be all things to all people, which is what continues to happen now.
I think that's a good idea.
Somebody's been watching Kitchen Nightmares. Yeah.
She's adding a. Sorry, Brad, you're cutting out. I'm not trying to talk over you. I just can't tell if you.
Yeah, you can talk over him. It's fine.
She's adding our manager there is adding a euro, random, lamb euro. For what reason?
Because she went and had a good euro. She's like, man, the people of Laurel, Mississippi need some euros.
They need to.
I mean, it makes sense. Like if y'all are just the only restaurant there in Laurel. And, you know, hungry people in abandoned buildings need to eat something. So they go there. And so if there's going to be other options, then, yeah, you pare it down some to what you're good at. Maybe we don't need a euro, you know, because we got to get that lamb thing, that spit, and you got to slice it. So you got to figure out where that's going to be.
Right.
Dell's taking up that spot now with his fancy couch or whatever.
Right. But we have an idea
to keep, like, the high-margin items in place. So that you eggs. Can have coffee experiments.
Right.
The fire. You know? Yeah.
Right.
Eggs
right,
cost sure. negative and, 5 cents, and you can charge like $2 for them.
And I want to, I want to keep our client base, that our customer base we already have, and build on that and expand on that. But the truth is that, like, if it was just coffee and I was just doing my coffee thing right now, I could cover the overhead of the rent. Like, and I could run that business by myself. It would suck to be there from like 9 to 9 every day. I could probably, though, afford to have one other person working with me and do it, and it would be profitable.
Yeah, you know, see,
it wouldn't be hugely profitable.
Yeah, that's like the extent. You'll be redlining yourself. Because, like, part of the experience you have this pour over thing is having somebody that isn't stressed out and hasn't been there for 72 hours, right. You know what I mean? So, like,
right.
So that is, well, maybe possible. It's, like, at the point where it's so much less desirable that it shouldn't even be, don't even call it possible.
But yeah. I wanna pivot the restaurant further out of just coffee into, like, actually roasting and have that as a draw. We roast our own coffee, Laurel local roastery, and then sell to the other cities in Hattiesburg and Meridian and really, because there's a limit to how much we can grow as a restaurant in Laurel, Mississippi.
They got other cities in Mississippi? But I thought it was just like one big just field.
It's mostly that.
I thought it was like a field and a road that said, here's how you get out of this place.
Yeah.
I thought that was it. Because, I mean, we've been through there and that's all I saw.
That's what I saw.
Maybe it was because I was only looking for the sign that said, here's how to get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
I might have just said this way to Georgia or something, but I was just like, okay, salvation. That's what I saw. Okay, right, I got you.
What I will say is that the important people, quote unquote, the younger important up and coming people, like there are a lot of young people my age and younger opening businesses in downtown Laurel. There's a show on HGTV called Hometown that is about Laurel. And the people that are the stars of that show are about my age. They are all
48?
They've all been in my restaurant twice.
Young. I don't know what. Who told you?
Like
48
both days
years
in a row,
young.
just raving about everything and how glad they are to see things happening. So, and this is tapping into something that Laurel doesn't have. It doesn't offer anything to anybody that's not retired right now. And so
sounds like San Antonio sometimes, man. No. You got Guns N' Roses and George Strait out here, man. It's, what is it, 1992? Fucking shit. That's cool, Dell. Be sure to update us when you get a new filter for your coffee pot and whatever.
Are you taking before and after photos inside?
I haven't taken any before photos, but I probably should start doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, y'all can follow the journey on Lee's Coffee and Tea on Instagram.
That sounds like a lot of effort.
Are you the one posting there now?
Yeah, I am. Social media guru here.
Yeah, Is that like you quit your job as a Deranged Penguin podcast producer? Because I mean, I haven't seen you do any
of those.
That's
why you canceled all our shows.
All the things that I said that I was gonna do for Deranged Penguin.
Hey, check this out. I'm gonna produce shows 2 months in advance. Oh yeah, just follow up with me, Del. Del.
Yeah.
Del.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're roasting coffee now?
Definitely.
Oh, I got two questions. One.
Now we're done, Brad. We don't got time for this.
Who is Lee?
Lee was my great aunt.
He said that.
Not your grandmother. For some reason, I thought it was your grandmother. And I was like, "Can you just live with her?"
Like, she was basically like my mom's mom.
Okay.
But see,
but this
is where you're failing, Brad, because you had your T-shirt shop or whatever, and that didn't have no story. Del got the story, right? He's like, I found a magical coffee pot, and I turned this town from retirees to millennials, and now I'm on TV, HGTV. Right. And you don't have none of that.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That is what my whole story was, yes. Yeah. Glad you're paying attention.
You might not want to answer this. Where does the PhD work into this whole equation?
The PhD is this mean, like, if I do this, I'm pretty much walking away from it.
Yeah, it seems like that. It seems really cool.
Which the truth is, like, let's be for real. Have I not already pretty much walked away from it? Let's be for real.
I don't know. I have no
idea. I mean, imagining you typing furiously nightly.
Yeah, that's what you think. When you think about
that. I was like, man, this fucking dissertation
coffee, not
is going to be the shit. It's going to be the paper.
We may or may not have graduated yet either.
I mean, I don't even really know if there is any utility in finishing it. I don't know.
I mean, if he wants the love and respect of his friends and colleagues, then yeah. But I mean, if not, then roast that coffee, man.
I would be happy doing this, I think, and then teaching on the side, teaching adjunct a little bit here and there as just for fun,
About them. Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's cool, man. I'm not going to follow you on Instagram, though. I already follow you and, like, your sister. There's too many Smiths out there, and, like, I can't have that. I need to keep the balance. So, not going to happen, but perhaps you, old listener, can follow Del on his journey from, I guess, podcaster to, commander of the universe or whatever. It's your goal, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Brad gave up on making shirts because somebody was like, tell me your story, and then Brad didn't tell him a story, and he's like, no, fuck this shit. I ain't telling nobody no shirts, no place.
They're selling shirts. I'm not selling shirts. I gave brothers. They're selling shirts. They're making money on it.
Someone today was like, hey, you guys still do that fantasy football league where, the loser has to go do a punishment? And I was like, no, two people killed it. One was Brad, and the other one was the person who didn't do their punishment. It was fun while it lasted. Like, Brad just used it as an excuse to go do his first...
To go kill it open
mic. Yeah, he's like, I've been working on these. I've actually been to 8 open mics. This is just another gig for me. God, what a ruin the fun.
I think what really happened is Gina won 1 year and I won 1 year, and Adam couldn't deal with that.
That could be it.
The fact that it's
look,
pure
I finished
luck
like second both years, and I understand the vagaries. I have a complete understanding of probabilities, so I understand. I know my talent.
Obviously.
I know my ability.
We need to do it again so the trophy can change hands. I think it was supposed to change hands a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I've walked away, I've walked away from that league. I don't care about it no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get playing a league I can win. John. What Adam said.
Bigger no. Yeah. Things.
Right.
Yeah.
He's playing with 12-year-olds. Everybody else in his
whooping their asses. 12-year-olds
don't have access.
Shit.
They're in Cambodia, too.
Yeah. They don't know nothing. Keep talking about who's a goalkeeper. I'm like, boom, you guys suck. I mean, so what other big shit has happened? There was the hurricane. Yeah, we appreciate the various texts we got. Like, you guys okay? Down there in San Antonio, you guys done? No, we're fine. San Antonio didn't get very much at all. We appreciate all our friends with a poor understanding of Texas geography and great concern for us.
It was horrible for Houston and kind of disappointing for San Antonio.
Yeah, if you
were all waiting for like a week off from work and it didn't happen. But like, everybody flipped out and worried that we were going to run out of gas.
Yeah.
So we did run out of gas.
Yeah.
So for about a week, and even today, a lot of the gas stations are out of like anything but unleaded and diesel, like just regular.
Yeah, it was like
regular unleaded. What I mean, what kind of like
premium gas?
I'm just saying, everybody used everything up, and the only thing they've been able to refill since then are the basics.
Yeah, you don't get your extra value meal anymore in gas. Yeah, it kind of sucked. Like we got it freak out shortage, like the hours before, because we knew we were going to drive up to Denton, so we had to go to the store, and I had to go to a picnic that didn't take credit. It didn't have the credit card swipe, you know. Like there was no line there. All the places that had like a modern pump, yeah, they were packed.
You just went, you crashed a picnic.
Oh, it's like, a picnic. I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. Yeah,
I don't know what the hell you were talking
okay,
about.
Okay, a picnic so is a.
Stay away from the
that yeah. All right, picnic is a you know the gas station brand. I don't know what the picnic is. Like. They serve food there. Like they have like three benches. Like I mean booths in every picnic, and it always looks like it used to be clean, but that guy that cleaned it gave up and he doesn't do it anymore. They all look in that state. Yeah, I mean. So they're all like
it's
that.
It's a gas station.
Yeah, but it's a gas station. So they didn't have the swipe thing. So I had to go in. And then I was like, can you fill it up? And he's like, you just give me the number and then I'll swipe that. So I hadn't like paid attention to how much it like the exact number anymore. And I didn't guess. So I was like, $30? Question mark. And it turns out I was only 27 cents short. So I was proud of that. Felt good about my life. I told the guy behind me, I was like,
winning.
It's fucking 27 cents of free gas in there, buddy. And, yeah, so we filled up. We got to Dallas. The shortage kind of subsided up there. Not as bad, but a couple other people were doing well. Yeah, it was not as bad as it was when I was reading on Twitter the day before. But yeah, there was a gas shortage. Some people, other people drove up to like Marble Falls. They said the smaller towns there. You had to go to the town over to go find a gas station with gas. That bad. Here in San Antonio, you just had to drive around, I guess. Kind of lurk.
Miles.
Yeah, not a big deal. So there you go. Gas shortage. That's what happened to us. But we are fine. Houston was not fine, obviously. I think I said in my other podcast, the Mean Green Nation one. I don't know. Have y'all been giving money to like the Red Cross or something? Yeah, I saw how like a lot of people were reporting how terrible the Red Cross was with their money. I don't know. I was saying
misspending.
Yeah. I don't know. Just make sure you give your money to reputable, you know, charities and places that are going to do good things with it, and not just like some guy like, hey, I'm going to take down all this money
so
to
don't
Houston.
Trust the Red Cross.
Give it to me. Yeah, that's
they're not reputable.
Right. No, I mean, like they're not. Like, they're awesome, air quotes, maybe. Awesome charities that are thieving, lying organizations.
Yeah. That's the second part about this time. Like, when tragedy happens, then somebody steps in and takes advantage of everybody. Everybody's good heart and nature.
But that's what I encourage you to do.
What? Steal people's money? What?
No, not steal people's money. Just profiteer a little bit, man. You just gotta have every house to see.
Yeah.
Because right. There's still a lot of people in Houston that don't have houses, and they're probably gonna move into a closer city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brad texted me. He's like, "But quick, buy up all the houses you can, so that way you can sell them at a higher price to the Houstonians
just what
being
we're
displaced."
Waiting to use our millions.
That
like,
was a good idea, though.
It's like, see, well,
yeah,
you
we
know,
we cracked open the piggy bank and we were on it.
Yeah. I bought two houses on Boardwalk. I'm ready to go. I mean, yeah, like, the you know, that kind of stuff happens. Florida's going through it right now. I think the Irma was, like, Irma. What, a Category 2
That's what I saw, at least when it was on land. I don't know what it was when it initially hit.
I don't know.
Fucking end times, guys. You guys excited? We're all going to get our mark of the marks of the beast.
Category 2 ain't no end time hurricane.
Preliminary marks.
Doesn't everybody remember 2005?
Yeah, preliminary marks of the beast are like the new iPhone X, which scans your face.
Was that part of end times?
Yeah, it was. It's all part of the same thing. When I say the Middle Ages, they encompass like hundreds of years there. So when I'm like end times, it's like these last hundreds of years.
You don't talk to me.
Boom. I paid attention. I know stuff.
What the fuck is the big deal about the iPhone X?
It scans your face. It knows what you're doing. It looks like you look at your phone like, you're like, phone, it's me. It's like, yeah, what's up? I know it's you. It does that.
That's how you're looking at me. That's what it does.
It's like, what? What's up? What are you looking at? What do you want? You want to call somebody? I'm like, yeah.
You nod, and it's like calling.
Yeah, you give it like a look. You have to program a look, like you kind of like a shrug, and then it knows that's the how you unlock your phone. It's not. like that look you're doing right there, Brad.
That'll be
the one of disbelief. Yeah.
I can pay for things with my eyes.
Yeah, do it like that.
My phone.
I don't know. It's just silly, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. More they want the iPhone X than the iPhone 8, but I mean, come on. Do I need to pay for something with, I mean, fucking raising one eyebrow?
Yeah.
Our kid's gonna love that.
Yeah. I mean,
she's already uber tech savvy.
Yeah, no, she no, my kid ordered a Lyft phones. And
parents, she reads dictionaries.
Yeah. what else did she do? She was leaving comments on videos that she didn't like or something. I don't know. She's just like,
she knows how to scroll all the way to the bottom on YouTube.
It's the cutest thing. Get to the comments. But it's weird. Yeah.
Start typing.
She uses her thumb and she kind of does this motion right here. And like it just like
when you go to the comments on those lame kid song videos, you can see all the other gibberish comments that are left.
Every other kid left, yeah.
That's what every child is doing.
I mean, so yeah, like we said, we don't really like to give the kid the, you know, the phone all the time or even often. But there are very useful times to have that shit. You say, here, look at this while I try to move the hot pot from here to here. And you don't burn your face off, right? That's what Gene does. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm like, I am trying to work on something, and I need you not to smash the keys and send emails to all the bosses. You know, I need you not to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's useful. Here's my phone, you know, sacrifice the phone.
This past weekend, we drove to Mississippi for that wedding that I told y'all about.
Field of the state did y'all get to get married in?
It was in Starkville. So it was like 8.5 hours away. So over a 4-day period, we drove like 17 hours. Oh my God.
That's a lot of car time.
No wonder you're out of your patience. I'm surprised you didn't just leave them there and be like, well, we live here now.
Yeah.
So how often did you have to stop? How often did you have to stop along the way?
Like every 2 hours.
Because everybody needed to pee and eat and stretch your legs.
Eat back in the car.
No.
You stop. You got to go to a park.
Yeah. Stretch your legs.
Have to sit down, meal. You know, like that.
Yeah. We ate at a Dairy Queen. One, because we had Gina's mother.
When have we ever been to a Dairy Queen?
Like, older people are just... You know, they return to babydom. I know there's that whole riddle about it. But it's like that. Because then, you know, like my mom's like, I don't want to go out because we're going to have to stop a lot. I'm like, no, we don't. She's like, yes, we're going to have to stop a lot. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess.
Mom. When it was just us. We were driving straight through.
Yeah.
Full tank of gas gets you all the way to Dallas. You do not have to stop.
You don't need, I mean, maybe at a drive through, maybe. But maybe go take a leak. Boom, 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 done. Like I'm going to run there, get some water, use the restroom. Get another thing of Funyuns, and we're going to continue driving. Just power through. Now we had to stop. I'm like, what do y'all want to eat? I guess we can go to the Dairy Queen. We got to change the diaper.
Yep.
Sit down and make sure the kid walks around a little bit so that way she's not yelling in the backseat. So it takes a little bit longer. We're just telling you, Dell, that it ain't worth it. It's not really worth it at all.
Oh, it's totally worth it. Nope. It's totally worth it. We like, I really don't know how in the hell any of us are here. Because, like, the smartphone, the tablet definitely bailed me out of homicide in the car.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, and no, I don't let them watch it all fucking day.
Yeah.
Especially in the car, you know. But, Jesus. There are a couple times where you just, oh man, I just need something. And you just get, you get the kid the phone or the iPad. And it's just so nice to just get free from the screaming.
Yeah. So I don't know what it was like when I was a kid. So I can't say, I don't really remember like those early
More
years
toys?
When we were little children. Yeah. But I do remember we had a bunch of car games because, you know, there was four of us in the back seat. So we'd play basketball courts, which is a silly game, especially. And my mom would kind of cheat sometimes and she could hear us. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm winning. And she would take a different route that would let my brother get a lot of basketball courts. It was just like if you saw a basketball court on your side. And we had rules, like it needed to be a usable basketball court. It needed to have, you know, like be functional and look like you can play on it. We, you know, like, we're like, there's no basketball court there. Like, yes, they got a new one around the corner. Yeah. Anyway, so then we just started counting. That's the game we played. So that's how we entertained ourselves. I imagine now we
Tough
would
times.
Just be on our phones.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Looking at pictures of basketball courts.
This may be right. Basketball highlights.
I think life was just quieter, though. Like, I feel like, right. You know, like you were used to silence a lot more, so if you weren't being stimulated nonstop, it didn't bother you, you know? You could just be, like, looking out a window or playing with a toy in your hand and not having to be looking at some screen or listening, hearing some sounds happening or something.
Maybe, but we listen to the radio.
Yeah, that's what people like in 1934,
yeah. Music. I think we were just forced to listen to things you didn't necessarily want to listen to.
Yeah.
And yeah. We had noisy toys. I remember a time being gifted with something where whoever gave it to me for like my birthday was like teasing my mom, like, oh, it makes a lot of noise, like y'all have fun with that. And it was just like random sounds and I'm like pushing everything. So it was still noisy. It's just not the same sounds.
Yeah, I guess insight into how nerdy I am. I once wanted a pocket chess game, like so that way I could play while I'm in the car.
Okay, with the little Mac.
Yeah, fucking nerd. Yeah.
Maybe that was quiet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
so
I would talk.
A little buzzer.
I'd talk shit while
playing against yourself.
No, I was playing against like my brother, but it would just be I'd move, we'd hold like that, and move that way. But yeah, I mean, there were other things to do.
Weren't you guys wholesome?
You just did. I mean, that was one thing we did.
We played chess and counted basketball courts. We were very well
behaved.
We
were children. Yeah, so, like, anyway, like, the kid, she's, like, she'll scroll through it, and it's funny, because she's just, like, looking at it, and she looks like a real-life, like, full-grown person, just, like, looking at it, browsing through it. She goes to the skip ad part.
Yeah, that's
she
the
puts
sign
little
we've shown
there.
Her one too many videos, as she waits for the ad to
she
finish,
starts tapping
she's
it.
Like, skip that ad. Yeah.
And so even as a counter, she, like, she knows how to use it, she just waits, and she's like, she finds one she likes, she turns it.
In
and
our
has
defense,
it horizontal.
She's just really smart, okay, guys? It's only been like five
then
videos.
Then she gets bored, she's like, nah. She turns it and she'll scroll through and then tap another one. And I was like, what? How does she even know this? She just quick with it, leaving comments. Nah, this video sucked. The wheels on the bus doesn't go like that. It is a super, like the cutest goddamn thing in the world. Do your kids sing the songs just by yourself? Just
like, when she can't talk.
Yeah.
And like, or even when in the car we'll be singing, I realized I was like, we're like the goofy parents and they're singing wheels on the bus go around. But we're driving, right? And then we're singing it. And then she joins in on the parts she knows. And it's hard to still sing it, but then also try to listen to her sing it because you won't do it at the same time. So that's what you do when you have a kid. Like, oh, it's so fast. You're singing.
Corny parent.
Yeah. But other times you just
so
wish.
What you're saying
wish
it
would
totally
sleep.
Worth it.
God. Yeah, it's totally worth it. Except it's not worth
but what,
it when the kid
saying,
is screaming.
Not
and she doesn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Or like when you're both falling asleep in the bed.
What's great is she's asleep right now.
And for some reason the kid just wakes up and she's just sitting in your bed on your phone. Yeah.
FaceTiming grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like in the middle of the night I looked over and I just saw her big silly face like, "Dad!" Like, and just like smacked me in the face. What are you doing? It's like a horror. Yeah. The other day I was sleeping, it was like on a Saturday, Dell, and I heard my mother-in-law's voice, and I was like, what the fuck? What the shit?
Nightmare.
She called her. She FaceTimed her and was like, and of course, all the grandmas think it's the cutest thing to have her their granddaughter call.
Surprise.
I don't know how she did it. That's the other part. Like, I don't even know how she did that.
Right.
But you cut out, Dill?
Dill, and then hangs up.
He gets right to the point. That's good.
Yeah. And he'll call me right back.
Hey, Uncle Dill. Got more of that coffee? Anything else happened? I mean, we've been gone for a long time. Like, we really just kept...
How long has it been?
Dill said 2 months.
Has
it been 2 months?
No, it has been 2 months.
Like the whole monument fiasco.
Yeah, that happened.
Good. Get that shit out of here. I know Brad was sad. He was like, how am I supposed to learn about Robert E. Lee?
Man, I am like, fuck a Confederate monument.
Yeah, we had this conversation on this show about like getting rid of the Confederate monuments. And then we also, like, some of our earliest episodes when Brad was just talking about how there's, like, Monument Alley where they're just like, let's get all the Confederate people that we can and just put them here. Who was evil? Yeah. Let's get him.
I like some of them in Richmond because it's just a beautiful street, and I think that it is the capital of the Confederacy, and I think there is value to like having some sort of like historical way to remember things, but to like,
what are you saying? Heritage not hate, is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying right now? Stars and bars, huh?
But to glorify these people and to incite the stupidity that we have seen, I mean, That's really what it is about to me now. It's like having these fucking things up. It's like it begets more stupidity and more fucking fights. And just throw them in a goddamn river, or throw them in a fucking battlefield that's way out in the middle of nowhere. And I love this. Just go out in that field, man. That's all you. You go out with a cannon and the fucking 18th, the same guy, and have a blast.
Yeah, I mean,
even in Richmond, I'm just fucking over it. I mean,
like I said, I think the deal, like, I don't think any monument in and of itself is bad, and I don't even think like one to an asshole is even that bad either. I think you can make a reasonable argument for having a statue of Robert E. Lee, like maybe in the Robert E. Lee Museum. I don't know, you know what I mean? But I don't think the way that these particular monuments, the ones that we're talking about, not in the abstract, the ones those that were, you know, erected, they weren't done out of genuine love for, you know, history. Oh. They were done as a backlash to, I think somebody put it, like, civil rights, women's suffrage, and, you know, black people getting more stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah?
Getting more. Like getting to survive,
yeah.
getting to like not get nothing.
Yeah, like they talk about any time there was like an achievement or like a gaining of rights, there was a spike in putting up some monuments, and so a lot of them were just like, fuck you, you have to look at Robert E. Lee, or you have to go to school, you know, talking Robert E. Lee on Robert E. Lee Street, you know.
Yeah.
None of it. It was really like actual. Like, you know, he was a pretty decent general. You know, that kind of thing. It was just, well, yeah. Let's get Jeff Davis out here. You know. So good. Let's bring him down, man. I'm glad. Most of it was laid bare. You know, got white supremacists holding up their their statues, and we can say, oh, maybe these are not the best monuments to have. So we start pulling them down. Good.
Earlier today, one of my technicians was talking about a customer, and the customer is a lesbian. And she was like, you know, the customer was really upset, like after Trump got elected, as if like anything was gonna change. And I was like, and she was like, I mean, nothing has changed. Like, everything is exactly the way it would have been with Hillary as president. And I was like, what are you saying right now? Like, I don't think any of the conversations that have occurred over the last 8 months would have occurred.
Yeah.
I don't have any clue how you could possibly think that. And she was like, well, I mean, they're all rich people. I'm still, you know, poor. I don't have any more money. And I was like,
yeah, I mean, I think there's good. A lot of good has come out of having the worst president ever as president.
Yeah.
But a lot of bad also. And, I mean, there was this fucking attacking little boy up in, what is that, New Hampshire, something like that. I mean, somebody got ran over. Just fucking awful, awful shit. And I mean, so I don't think any one person there would say, no, this is good that this happened, because it's not. But if some good can come out of it, you know, at least it won't be as bad as it could have been. And that's super mitigating and mealy mouth. I know it, but I mean, I don't know. You got to make the best of the situation that you have. You know, play the cards that you're dealt. I didn't vote for the dude, I mean, so I gotta figure it out. We all do, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, the monuments happened while we were away.
Yeah. Did it's like the economy coming back or going away? Monuments happened. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
It's an inside joke. We got 3 minutes left. We got to use them all up. Del.
Yeah.
You got anything to report? You've been following any sports? Like, nobody listens past. I mean, like, very few people listen all the way through. Like, these are the diehards. Yeah. Now, you can talk directly to your fans, your diehard fans.
Talk about my BMs now?
Yeah, you can do that.
Sweet.
Yeah, these are the deep cuts.
In two bands.
Sweet.
That's cool.
Are they different?
Yeah. With all your free time?
Some of the members are the same. Yeah. Yeah. but we played at a music festival on Saturday, headlined it,
a music festival,
killed it.
Small local, you know, like local music festival, but it was fun. Yeah, I'm excited about that because it's finally I'm in a group that's good musicians, and I like and trust the band leader or whatever, and there is a band leader that will go do the work to get the gigs and set everything else up and wants to write the music and, you know, the basic framework, and I can just play, you know what I'm saying? And have fun.
If you were
and make a little money. So
if you were a better musician and I guess more famous musician, like this right here would be like on and spin, like, man, Del throws his former bands under the bus. Finally, I have a band leader that can fucking handle some shit. Fucking lame asses in the bands I was in before.
No, yeah, but it's
now
yeah,
we're headlining festivals. Fucking
I love
coffee.
The guy.
That's great.
The band I played with in Denton, all the bands have been fine, but it was more we were just playing for fun of playing and like in playing covers mostly and just enjoying that and a lot of hesitancy about actually trying to go out and turn it into something, you know, for other people to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And, I just think it's funny.
This is. Yeah, again, it's like a built-in thing already. I just happened to meet this guy at the right place in time, and we hit it off. And so
you're like Eddie Vedder in this one. You just, you know, complete the band, put him over the top.
Yeah, that's who I am, Eddie Vedder. Well, that's pretty much it.
I read an article. It reminded me that I read an article, Richard Fortas. The current member of Guns N' Roses. He was like, yeah, I never really liked Guns N' Roses at first. Like, I didn't really know about it. I thought they were like hair metal band, but I just never listened to them. And then I was like, oh, it's not like hair metal. It's like actually, you know, kind of like classic rock. And
it's like me and Sling Blade.
You never knew that was going to be that movie.
Mm-hmm. Totally not a horror movie.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was a horror movie.
You guys.
But Guns N' Roses is a hair band.
They're not a hair band.
They do have hair. Not.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's not go too far off the deep end here. AC/DC has one, has a good song.
And they play it.
Oh, and I forgot. I thought of a few more Beatles songs. But you can't deny it, and I should have written them down. I told Adam, though.
Yeah, when we were hanging out, I asked Sean, I was like, hey, did you listen to the last episode? He was like, no, what was it about? I was like, I think Del and Gina were just listening Beatles songs, and I was telling them why I hate that particular song. He's like, you want me to listen to a whole episode where you just talk about how you don't like a particular... I was like, yeah, I didn't want you. I just asked you if you'd listen to it. That's what happened. I didn't mean that to be the show. Just what came to be.
That was a good show, man. That was a good show. Yeah. We wandered like down the pathway of music for a solid hour.
Yeah. All right. Okay. This is all done. So I'm gonna hit stop on the thing. Want to talk about other things, ladies and gentlemen.
It's time for us to go work again.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to the show. Go if you're in Mississippi. One, may the Lord have mercy on your soul, and two.
If you can't find your
go, go get some coffee at Del's place.
Lee's Coffee and Tea.
There you go.
For now.
There you go. What's the Instagram account again?
Lee's Coffee and Tea.
Del's going to change the coffee place name.
Well, it's just Lee's Coffee Tea.
Laurel. And he's going to go change his band, make them all play prog rock. Jeez. Let a thing be, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. See you next time.
The last hour was but us last night. Graveyard daydream or pastime. Unsure for the last time. It'll hurt for the last time. I'll take up sir on the rocks, please. Abstract afterthoughts, these even shades drawn down. Constant crisis, numb nose.